From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The leader of Thailand's military coup says there will not be elections in the country for at least a year. General Prayuth Chan-o-cha says the delay will let Thailand stabilize and adjust to political reforms. He also called for an immediate end to protests or resistance to the military. The gang rape and murder of two girls in India has sparked a wider debate about the systemic inaction of the police. The victims, aged 14 and 15, were found hanging from a mango tree in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. Eyewitnesses claim police were indifferent to the crime because the victims were from one of India's lower castes. Meenakshi Ganguly in India for Human Rights Watch says authorities were slow to act.
Initially, the villagers were very upset with the lack of police response. Even after the deaths were reported, it took the villagers to start protesting, and then for a lot of public outrage across India for the administration to take action. And now there have been some arrests of suspects, and the police officers have also been removed from service.
American President Barack Obama says he's accepted the resignation of the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Eric Shinseki, after an investigation found mismanagement and misconduct at VA hospitals across the country. But lawmakers and advocates are questioning whether the ouster will solve the systemic problems in the massive veteran healthcare system, as Alice Olstein reports from Washington.
The president said he accepted Shinseki's resignation with considerable regret, but vowed to move forward in appointing a new leader, investigating the problems at veterans' hospitals nationwide, and holding those accountable who created secret waiting lists for patients.
I said we wouldn't tolerate misconduct, and we will not. I said that we have to do better, and we will.
Unlike Shinseki, the new interim leader of the agency is not himself a veteran and has spent most of his career in banking. He has only worked at the VA for 3 months, but will now take the helm as the nation awaits the final results of the investigation of the scandal, which is expected in August.
Crisis talks over Ukraine's unpaid gas bills to Russia have not ended in a deal, though Ukraine has agreed to an initial payment of over $780 million. The two sides have been meeting in Berlin with the European Union's Energy Commissioner, Günther Oettinger, who is pushing for Ukraine to meet a June 3rd deadline to pay Russia's Gazprom company over $3.5 billion in gas debts. In exchange, Moscow could agree to offer Ukraine cheaper gas after prices were raised last month following the ouster of President Viktor Yanukovych. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The number of migrants reaching Europe has taken a sharp increase in recent months, according to the EU border agency Frontex. 42,000 migrants were found en routes crossing from North Africa to Italy between January and April of this year. Added to other migration channels, the number coming to Europe is thought to be around 60,000 in total. Hundreds have drowned making these journeys, as many make the trip in overcrowded and flimsy boats. Eva Moncor is a spokesperson for Frontex and says the problem is geographically broad and getting much worse.
Definitely the highest pressure is in Central Mediterranean. Migrants are arriving primarily from Libya to Italy. Departure country is Libya. However, migrants are coming from different parts of the world. The migrants who depart from Libya, many of them are Syrian, many of them are from the Horn of Africa, and others are from other African countries.
A man from the U.S. state of Massachusetts has been charged with obstructing the inquiry into the Boston Marathon bombings. Prosecutors allege that 23-year-old taxi driver Khairuluzon Matanov destroyed, altered, and falsified records in a federal investigation and made false statements. U.S. correspondent Lorna Shattuck reports.
Authorities in Boston say that in the days after the bombings at the marathon in April last year, Mr. Matanov realized the FBI would want to talk to him because he knew the suspects, Jokar and Tamerlan Tsarnaev. He's accused of deleting information from his computer and lying to investigators who say he shared the Tsarnaev brothers' philosophical justification for violence and spoke to them in the days after the bombings. But Mr. Matanov isn't charged with participating in the attacks themselves or knowing about them in advance. The explosions at the finish line of the Boston Marathon in April 2013 killed 3 people and injured over 260.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.